Very nice, Gary. Very nice. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Gary, you had a particular caller in mind you specifically wanted to go to. Which one of the lines interest you?
Greg. Greg okay. has a question we've had asked before, but it's a good refresher.
Okay, let's go to Greg.
Hi, Rosie.
Good morning, Greg.
Morning. Hope your voice is getting better.
It's better than it sounds. I'm going to go see a voice specialist Tuesday, I think.
Well, good. All the best to you with that. My question is regarding, I'm switching over from an existing traditional hot water heater. It's actually a 2001 Rheem Everclean. It says professional on it, and it's a 50-gallon. And it's just kind of gotten past its life expectancy, I bet. And it's, you know, where it's taking a little bit longer to get hot water. And before there's a catastrophic fail on it, I think it's probably time to go to something else. And I want to consider a tankless and see what your thoughts were. What should I consider? Maybe what brands? I've looked into a couple, EchoStar and Steibel Eltron, yeah. which I think yeah. is a German brand. And wanted to know what you thought. Would it be as effective since it's electric rather than gas? And just kind of get your thoughts on that.
When the tankless heaters came out, we would say the only way to go is gas. But that was 15 years ago, and the electric have come a long way. What most people don't realize when they convert to a tankless heater is you really need a water treatment system on your house. Most of those tankless heaters will not warranty their product unless you're conditioning, softening the water prior to it being introduced to the heater. So you've got the cost of getting rid of the tank heater and buying the tankless. You've got the cost of getting electric to that area. And then you've got the cost, if you don't already have it, of a full water treatment, water softening system. At that point, Greg, you're talking the same investment level as you would just to go to solar water heat and put a circulating pump on it and get basically free hot water to all your faucets instantaneously whenever you want it. That's the option I would tell you to research. The tankless is a good system, but it generally ends up being much more expensive than people realize. They're thinking, okay, I'm going to get rid of this 40 or 60 or 80 gallon conventional tank heater, get it replaced. It's going to cost me $1,500, $2,000, and then I'll have instant hot water at all points of consumption. But then when you throw another $3,000 to $5,000 on top of that for the ancillary electric work, or natural gas work if you're going with a gas heater, and the whole house water treatment system, you know, now you're well north of $5,000. And at that point, I don't see any reason not to go solar.
Mm-hmm. No, those are points I didn't think about, so I appreciate that. And again, of course, if I want, I could still just go to a traditional hot water heater that I like, the one I had, and do that.
You can get that done for under $1,500.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. Rosie.
There's all your choices.
Yes. You've given me some options and some things to consider, so I do appreciate all of that.
All right, Greg. Well, we appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Do we have time to squeeze in Al from Scottsdale?
Actually, we're going to need to go to a break in about a minute, so let's give Al some time later on.
Okay, Al, hang on.
Al, hang on.
We appreciate it. You're listening to Rosie on the House. We've got David Byrne from Green ID coming in for the next segment, and he's going to talk about aging your house by looking at the ductwork. And we can tell you when your home was built just basically by what the ductwork material is made out of and the layout of the system and what you need to know as a homeowner as it relates to caring for and maintaining the duct system at your home.